Welcome to Homebuilder Happy Hour. This is Kelly.
And Ryan.
And we're serving up the latest trends in the home building industry to help you navigate this competitive market.
So go ahead and pour yourself a drink, relax, and enjoy the happiest hour of the day with us.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Welcome, everybody, to our last episode of Season 2 of Homebuilder Happy Hour. Thank you for joining us today. And we're so happy you are listening in because today we're going to be discussing something kind of big in the world of technology.
That's for sure. So there's a chance you've seen memes or advertisements and endless discussions about this, you know, that we just hear everywhere. So today we're going to be discussing NFTs. So they're tied to the metaverse, which we previously did an episode on. If you haven't heard that one already, you can go check it out and get more details about the metaverse. We talk a little bit about the NFTs there as well.
Yeah, I bet you're wondering, like, you know, if you haven't been out there, what even an NFT is. Like, if you haven't been reading articles or listening to podcasts or have someone super savvy in your family to explain this to you, it's kind of like, what? That's how I feel about it most of the time. But recently, I've learned quite a bit more about NFTs, and what it stands for is non-fungible token. So to break this down a little bit, because if you're like me, you're like, what is a non-fungible? What's fungible? Like, I don't know what that is. That explains nothing to me. The acronym is meaningless. So fungible means mutually interchangeable. Did you know that? Ryan, before NFT, did you know that fungible? Had you ever heard that word?
I had not, no.
I think this is a new word. Welcome to Webster's. I don't know. But anyway, so fungible, I'm going to say it again, means mutually interchangeable. So essentially, an NFT or a NFT is like a one-of-a-kind trading card that cannot be replaced in the long run, right?
Right. And it is not mutually interchangeable. I mean, that's the, even with their definitions, it's, you know, tough to figure it out.
Right. Because it's non-fungible.
So this is non-mutually interchangeable. So that is where one, you know, one of a kind trading card cannot be, you know, swapped out with another. So the cool thing about NFTs is that they can be many different things. You know, they can be anything digital like music or even your brain being downloaded and turned into artificial intelligence, which sounds really crazy. I don't know how far that rabbit hole goes, but the largest market for NFTs is currently the digital art, you know, such as drawings and paintings and more. And I'm sure that's the thing you've been seeing as well, you know, is all those, you know, JPEGs and, you know, images. Well, the virtual push on fine art collecting has been in the works for a long time, and NFTs are off to a crazy start, you know, in this space.
So one of the common questions with NFTs is, isn't it easy to steal, right? Because believe it or not, it's way more than just saving someone else's photo to your phone. Doing that is similar to having a print. However, the actual owner of the NFT is the only person who has actual ownership of the piece. I think this is kind of key, this ownership piece of an NFT. So whoever the NFT belongs to also owns the copyright and the reproduction rights. And this is important because I think this...
So I want to stop you right there because even on that, that can be, misinterpreted. Because with those NFTs, it is possible to have the copyright and the reproduction rights. But the underlying piece of the NFT is a contract, you know. So there is a contract that is underneath, you know, whatever that, you know, asset is that comes with the NFT. And that contract can state, yes, you have reproduction rights. yes, you know, you have the copyright, you know, of it. But it's the same as, you know, maybe, you know, when you think of, you know, buying the Mona Lisa, you know, like if you have the Mona Lisa as a piece of artwork, anyone, you know, you're saying anyone can go and take a picture of it, or anyone can take a picture and have it reproduced like it's a painting, but that doesn't mean they own the Mona Lisa. And from that same standpoint, owning the Mona Lisa, you know, may not give you the rights to make copies of it and sell it, but you may have signed a contract with it that allows you to do that. And that's the same with, you know, any artist. So that contract is really the really interesting piece of those NFTs. So you can claim ownership, you know, as yes, I own, you know, I bought the Mona Lisa, I own it, it is mine. You know, I can put it up in my house. You know, I can verify, you know, that, you know, I own the original, while nobody else can. So for us in that sense, you know, you could think of the Louvre as, you know, they own the Mona Lisa. You know, if you go to somebody's house and the Mona Lisa is hanging in their, you know, house, that it's not the Mona Lisa, because you know the Mona Lisa is in the Louvre. Now, maybe the Louvre loaned out their Mona Lisa, you know, and there's a record of that, you know, that says, hey, Kelly, you know, leased the Mona Lisa, and now I can go and look and see. Check with the Louvre, and the Louvre says, yes, she did. That is the Mona Lisa in her house, you know, but she does not have ownership. And then it goes back to her, or goes back to the Louvre eventually. But that's all that piece of, you know, that contract, you know, that contract that lives behind that NFT is that big piece. So while that contract can be anything, it can also be just, you know, just a proof of ownership.
Okay, so answer me this, because I know this is kind of a question that everybody asks, including my son, 16, who sent me a 2+ hour-long video about why NFTs are bogus that he didn't watch, but he just needed to read the headline on that YouTube video. Is an NFT just a JPEG, Ryan? Because a lot of people just think, well, it's a JPEG. Anyone could download that JPEG.
Yeah, the NFT is not a JPEG. All of that stuff that you see is, you know, it's, you could say some of the speculation stuff, but it's also, you know, I equate it back to the art world, where, you know, if you're buying a piece of art from somebody, you know, this is what's happening in NFTs right now, is that it's very focused on art. You're taking a gamble that you think that that artist is going to be, you know, and their work is going to be valuable, you know. So, you know, you don't know, you know, it's not just like you're, if you're an art buyer, you know, you're not just speculating and saying, hey, I bought this painting. And it's like, no, I didn't buy a painting. I bought a Monet, you know, I bought a Da Vinci, you know, it's not, I bought a painting. And that's the same thing when you look at it, you can say, I bought, you know, a JPEG. They don't say I bought a JPEG. You say, I bought a Crypto Dad. I bought a Bored Ape Yacht Club. You know, these are some of the big names. And, you know, that's where you go from an art perspective. But that's a very minuscule perspective. Really the underlying piece is the contract that comes behind it, that tracks everything that goes on with that NFT, from, you know, price, you know, that it was purchased for, you know, all those contract details. If it was resold, you know, there's contract elements that say, you know, you can allocate a certain percentage of every time it gets sold that goes back to the original artist. You know, like we talked about before, is the copyrights, you know, reproduction rights, you know, all of that stuff lives within a contract. Really what you're buying is this, you know, specific individual contract. And in the this digital art category, you're purchasing something that, you know, you think this artwork has value, you know, that increases the value of that contract.
Okay. So do you own any pieces of NFT art, Ryan?
I don't currently own any pieces of, you know, that I would call NFT art. Because, you know, from that perspective, you know, you are looking at it as an art collector, you know, and you're looking to gain value, or you're just looking, you know, which a lot of art collectors are, you're just looking to say, hey, this, you know, this piece of art represents something that I like. I like to look at it. I like to see it. And it's going to become part of my digital landscape. So, you know, that's where we start getting in this conversation of, okay, I'm on all these social media platforms. And, you know, these pieces of art, you know, kind of represent me. And I want to show that I'm a verified owner of, you know, this piece of art. But that's not, I own NFTs, but they're more, you know, in line to be what we would call the service NFTs. And that is from, you know, we're talking about home builders, you know. When we talk about home builders, you know, I wouldn't be looking at them to create an art NFT. You'd be looking at them to create a service NFT. So it might have, you know, it may just be, you know, that JPEG may just be their logo, you know, that says, hey, this is this builder and I own an NFT from this builder. But in that contract that's behind the NFT and behind that logo, you know, it could be something like a service contract, you know, that it says, hey, I'm the buyer, you know, of this NFT, which allows me to have 10 hours of, you know, honeydew construction, you know, from this builder. So I'm going to, you know, I want to buy that when I buy my house because I can have, you know, that builder, you know, come in and say, hey, I need to, you know, get all these little things, these little knickknacks fixed, or I wanted to change this. And, you know, that NFT shows that, you know, I had, you know, 10 hours of service from them, you know, that is lives in perpetuity, you know, so that maybe 3 years down the road, I want to, you know, use that service. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. Interesting. So let's take this into social media though. Let's take the whole NFT. Is it changing the way potentially that we might use social media?
Oh, for sure. So, you know, like you said, believe it or not, you know, this has inspired major changes in, you know, the digital world and social media platforms are, you know, evolving based on this new era of technology. You know, with Twitter and Instagram, you know, already starting to incorporate NFTs, you know, and talk about how quickly they're going to be coming to their platform.
Yeah, I think on Twitter, for example, you can use your NFT as a profile picture, right?
Yep.
I mean, I've seen some people doing this and I've seen some people actually say like, and I've gone to look because my first, I think, exposure to NFTs was through Twitter and people talking about it on Twitter. So they might have been like first to the game as far as social media goes. But I was listening to another podcast and they were talking about certain people on Twitter using their NFT as their profile picture. So, of course, I had to go check it out. They're like Snoop Dogg and they named some other artists. And I was like, oh, okay, I got to go see what does this NFT look like. That was my first exposure to it. So I want to say, though, that this feature is only available for Twitter Blue subscribers. But is that so? It's I can see it as any subscriber of Twitter, but I could only implement my NFT if I'm a Twitter Blue subscriber, right? Which is a premium app. It's a premium feature on the app.
Correct. Yep. So in that, and you know, just you know, because this is where you'll get a lot of people saying it's just a JPEG, you know. You know, I can go screenshot your NFT and put it on, you know, as my icon. And, you know, then people think I own, you know, a Bored Ape Yacht Club that's worth $300,000, you know, and I can present it that way. So this is where, you know, the social media platforms, you know, come into play because, you know, that Twitter Blue allows you to authenticate, you know, or you have to authenticate that you own that NFT. And it can only be placed as your profile if it's been authenticated, which means it has to be connected to what is your digital wallet. And it's constantly verifying that that NFT lives within your wallet. And you may have seen them, you may not, but you know, now if it's an authenticated one, you don't get that circle around your image. It's like a octagon, you know, or it's a some type of different hexagon, you know, where it doesn't look standard. It's not the check mark, you know, but you have a different, you'll notice it. And that means that that person actually owns that NFT. So that's that authentication portion of it. And if you sell that NFT or you move it out of your wallet, then Twitter automatically switches you back to the circle. You know, so that image may still live there as your profile picture, but it's no longer authenticated. So you get a different view of your profile picture. It's back to that circle. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I can keep, you know, going on that. I'd like to talk about this topic. So, you know, for sure, I'll jump in. But, you know, so this was back in, you know, just in January. So this is, you know, just a few months ago, but Twitter had said they were working on advancing their platform to support on-chain NFTs, which are tokens that are completely written on the Ethereum blockchain and hold metadata and smart contracts, both existing on the blockchain. So that's kind of what we talked about before, is that metadata and those smart contracts. You know, those are really the pieces of the NFT that, especially for our industry, you know, that we would be focused on, is like, what is put into those smart contracts? And, you know, how can those be used? And that's going to be the same for a lot of the social media. Like, it's cool to be able to go and put up your artwork as your logo, you know, as your icon for your different social networks, you know, and have it verified that you actually own that piece. But really, you know, the meat of it comes down to what's in those contracts. And you know, for Twitter, you'll have access to see that type of stuff as well, because when you click on a verified, you know, icon or a verified NFT, you'll be able to, you know, see the profile picture and then learn more about the art, its collection, and possibly what's in that smart contract. And you'll be able to see whether it's been verified by OpenSea, which is the largest NFT market currently, you know, and verify and identify ownership. So the crazy thing, you know, or the interesting thing with Twitter is that they do, in my mind, it's a backwards incorporation of the NFT. So you have to pay a premium fee to get onto Twitter Blue. And Twitter Blue really is what Twitter calls more their testing grounds. So it's like being part of Twitter Blue allows you early access, you know, to new features coming to Twitter. You know, so like right now, I think on Twitter, you can only post maybe 2-minute videos. But if you're on Twitter Blue, you get 10 minutes because they're testing that out. If you're on regular Twitter, you don't have access to integrate and authenticate NFTs. But, you know, Twitter Blue allows you to do that. So you pay for that service to be included in, you know, to use those things. But what I'm watching for and what I'm interested to see who starts this first is for them to flip that around and say, nope, like you get premium services when you attach a certain NFT. So in that sense, you know, we're talking about that, you know, Instagram now has said NFTs will be incorporated soon, but you may see special features that are put into these service contracts that Instagram itself and Twitter itself starts selling NFTs that give special permissions to their platforms, you know, that you have to go in and purchase that NFT if you want to be able to post 20-minute videos. Or maybe they have ones that say, if you own this NFT, you know, we're going to give you twice the coverage, you know, it's a special boost, you know, that's like, okay, I own this NFT, so I attach it to my Twitter or Instagram account, and for one time only, they're going to send it, blast that out to, you know, a million people. You know, maybe they sell an NFT that allows that, you know, that thing to happen. And how much would that NFT then, you know, sell for, you know, how many would they create of that? That's what I look at seeing or look as the future. That's going to push more people to go, okay, wait, I understand NFTs a little bit better from a service and contract standpoint, because now people are selling, you know, special features and services that I can't get unless I am involved in that marketplace. And then, you know, those things can, you know, be sold and integrated. And you're going to start to see that stuff more and more integrated with all the social media platforms, you know, where, you know, there may be a collaboration between, you know, Facebook and, well, I'm sure Facebook and Instagram, because, you know, that's the same, or Meta and Instagram. But maybe there's a collaboration between, you know, TikTok and Meta, you know, where you can buy this one NFT that does, you know, something, you know, on both platforms, and connects them, you know, in some way. But, you know, those are the pieces that I think are going to be coming very soon. And the more integration we see between the platforms, they're going to start testing these features out more and more, you know, and having their, like I said, platforms integrate very, very deeply with these NFTs.
Right. I think that's where I, you know, when we were at Social Media Marketing World a couple of weeks ago, by the time you're listening to this, it was 2 weeks ago. They had a couple of conferences about NFTs and the metaverse and blockchain. And I went to a couple of them with you. And I'm telling you right now, these aren't even ones I took notes in, because I needed to, and I have a million notes from that conference. But in those ones, I need to learn. And for me, listening to like someone who's telling me a story about it really helps sink it into my brain. So, and then, you know, when you take, anyway. So, but you, Ryan, had been talking about to all of us on the team, you know, now and again, when we're just sort of talking about these things, that NFTs and the metaverse, it's like, you know, these are things that are here, but they're coming for what we specifically do, maybe a little ways off, because you're like, think about it as being a castle, and there's like a moat around the castle, and, you know, there's like maybe a tiny little connection between the castle and the land, you know. And I'm assuming in your version, like the metaverse and NFTs and all of this are the castle, right? And what we need is a big drawbridge to come down. And it was to connect those two things for them to, for us, you know, people who might be using NFTs in some way, to really start understanding it. And it's like, while we were at Social Media Marketing World and they're talking, one of the, you know, they're talking about these things, Zuck makes his announcement that Instagram is going to be joining or getting on the NFT train. And of course he doesn't, you know, he didn't lay out any actual plan for that. It was just a big announcement that they made, and they talked about it in some of the conferences. And this seems like potentially this big drawbridge, right? It just dropped in this big Instagram way. And so for us, it's like, okay, to me, it feels like something we really need to be talking about and learning more about. And obviously you're doing that, which I love. But and some of the things you just said really make sense to me, like going the other way, where you buy the NFT, and then that is what allows you to do some cool things. Like, even if it's just on one of the Meta platforms, you know, Facebook or Instagram, or in the messages or any of the different things that they do. Or I love that they might partner with a TikTok. That would be very, very interesting. I would like to see that. But that makes more sense to me also, that you would buy this thing that has value, and then you would get to have these exposures, or I don't know, some cool thing happen to you as a business or a content creator or whoever you are in social media. That explains like the value to me potentially of an NFT outside of it being a piece of art, you know? The other cool thing that happened was that we at Social Media Marketing World, the attendees that, you know, had the full pass like we did, received an NFT. And we don't even know what's in our NFT yet or what we're going to be getting. But it did force me, and sometimes we need to be just forced into these things, to like follow the assignments of getting a crypto wallet. And, you know, I'm going on these sites and I'm like, I don't even know what this is, but okay, I trust the social media marketing world guys. Thank you, you know, Mike Stelzner for this NFT, because now I've got my crypto wallet. I'm signed up on, I don't know, a couple of other sites, but it's starting to like build the picture, and it helps me so much more understand what an NFT is. And I know for us and what we got as attendees, outside of an NFT being a piece of art, it's like more like this contract thing, right? Because we don't know what's built into it or what the value of our NFT is yet, but we do know it's going to give us some sort of perks at their upcoming crypto conference. Maybe it's a heavy discount. Maybe it's access to some parties. Like, I don't know what it is, or if it even has an extended, you know, value into future social media marketing worlds. I'm not sure, but it is kind of exciting to have my first NFT. So thank you, Mike Stelzner. But what do you think about the rolling out of that NFT?
I think it's, you know, great. Like I said, you were talking about that moat example, you know, with the castle and the moat, and, you know, all these little things, you know, continue to happen that tells people, you know, or in that conversation, the castle is built to keep people in, you know, and that's what social media, and that's what, you know, everything we do is built to keep you in, you know, and, you know, expanding out and getting the people to come out of those boxes. And this is kind of that decentralized, you know, ideal for the internet or whatever, but is these little bridges coming out, and it only lets a few people out at a time. And that's this instance. So it's like, okay, social media world knows this is happening, so they're going to, you know, try to be at the forefront. And I've got, you know, this audience of 2,000 people, and I'm going to dangle, you know, this NFT out for them, you know, and, you know, maybe only 300 people will actually go through that whole process. But there's going to be a benefit, you know, so when you get the benefit, you know, it's going to be a discount, you know, on next year's ticket. You know, yes, one of the other presenters did the same thing. Everyone in his audience, you know, had the ability to get his NFT that day. And if they get it, then they get into his VIP, you know, meetup party that's going to be before next year's conference. So, you know, you get inside access to talk to one of the speakers, you know, in a smaller group setting. And these are all these little bridges, you know, that do that. And then, you know, like we were talking about, that big bridge that has to break for lots of people to like get on board and then have that first thing could be Instagram. You know, it depends on how they roll it out. You know, it should, if you ask me, it should have been Twitter. If Twitter's already integrated NFTs, and maybe they're coming out with this, but, you know, they need to, you know, they have a huge audience, so they should be pushing out, you know, a reason that people think, no, I need to have the NFT because that's going to get me this, versus, you know, that they rolled that out in the opposite direction. That, no, I have to pay for this and then I can use my NFT. You know, if Instagram, you know, or whoever does it first, you know, it's going to be a big, you know, mad rush. But, you know, of that big drawbridge coming down and everyone just realizing, oh, I'm missing the boat. You know, it's that FOMO, you know, it's like when you finally have that FOMO, you know, because, you know, you've been listening to this art world and seeing how quickly, you know, prices go up, and you find out that Instagram is launching their own set of NFTs that have this special feature, and there's only 1,000 of them, and there's 1 billion Instagram users, you know, are you going to have that FOMO? But, you know, that says, hey, I've got to have that, you know, and I'll pay this. Well, you know, you know, there's a whole lot of other people out there that are going to go, well, I'll pay more, you know, and, you know, from that standpoint, you get into a whole new revenue stream for, you know, those companies that, you know, could completely, you know, derail, you know, current projections. So there's lots of different little pieces and stuff, but the fact that they, you know, social media marketing world, you know, did that, I think is very cool, because it continues to open up people's minds of, you know, what this can be used for. And they're trying to do that piece of saying, this is not artwork, because they're not delivering a cool piece of artwork. It's their logo, you know, and, you know, maybe it, you know, spins or something, but everybody gets the same exact little, you know, animated GIF or whatever it may be. And it's not about having that. It's about having the service and the contract that's underneath and the things that that contract is going to give you, that only us are going to have. They're not going to release that one again. So it's a cool, you know, it's definitely an interesting, you know, concept, and it's another bridge down a few more people, you know, getting into that world, which is extremely, extremely early, in, you know, in what can be happening from these, but it's going to be interesting to find out. And I think home builders, you know, are going to be very surprised once this starts rolling out in terms of what they could actually be doing with them and the different potential.
I mean, it leads me to the question I was going to ask you. Do you think that home builders in some capacity or people in the industry will be using NFTs one day?
Oh, for sure. You know, with the timing, I think it's going to be in a completely different context than what people are thinking about right now. You know, you just have to continually think of it as a contract. And, you know, what can you, you know, do with this contract? You know, I think we mentioned it a little bit ago. I had talked with one person at the convention of, he's a fence guy. He builds fences, you know, but he is extremely into NFTs and incorporating that with his business. And, you know, finding ways, you know, that construction and NFTs can be, you know, combined. And we were having that little bit of a discussion of, you know, like as a home builder, you know, we talked about that service contract that says, hey, you know, for this NFT, you know, we will, you know, for the life of your home, you know, you could be saying, you know, we will come out and, you know, fix the major issues that go on that may happen from workmanship or something. But in exchange for that, you know, we get, you know, a 5% commission every time this house is sold. So that's saying, okay, can we put the new home builder into the commission structure for a resale of a home they built? Like they are the original artist, you know, and then, you know, that changes and gives a whole new, avenue of revenue, you know, for the home builder. It also pushes the home builder to build a great product, because they don't want to have to be, you know, going out and, you know, fixing, you know, issues for bad workmanship constantly, you know, because all of that stuff then lives in that contract, and makes, you know, could potentially be something that, or you think of, what's that Carfax? What's that thing where you can, when you buy a car, you can look at the Carfax and see, you know, all the service it's had and, you know, all of that, you know, there's a history, you know, the NFTs may, you know, own that history, you know, so, you know, you can do that with a home that, you know, everything is, you know, just like you have a warranty, you know, with a car, you know, the home builder may include a warranty and they may recoup, you know, that funds by every time that house is resold. So
I hope that that statement just blew some of your minds off, right? That are listening out there, because that's like big, that's such a change in the way of thinking, in this industry. Okay. I just want to sort of put out there for all of you who are like me, and this like hurts your brain, right? You're learning these things and it makes your brain mushy. Like sometimes it just makes me tired learning about NFTs and the metaverse and blockchain and all of this stuff, because it is hard to learn something new. So I just want to commiserate with all of you out there going, what are you talking about? Like, I cannot wrap my brain around this. Because I can't either. It's hard, but little by little, I am starting to wrap my brain around it. And the best news is that we have people like Ryan here in the world who just want to go down the rabbit hole, where I will go down the Twitter rabbit hole. I will go down the TikTok rabbit hole. I will go down the Clubhouse rabbit hole. If it's like new, fun social media, I am down. Bye. Talk to you later. But this is different. And it's we're all learning something new. So for those of you listening who really want to talk about this and learn more about it, Ryan is the man. Like, he's your resource, and he'll probably learn a lot from you in that conversation as well. So I would say, please reach out to us. Like, we're talking about this. We're talking about all these things right now and how they might impact our business, how they might impact your business. We don't have the answers. But we are looking at the big picture vision of possibilities right now. So, Ryan, do you have anything that you want to add to this conversation?
No, I think you hit it. We're very early in this conversation. Our ideas is to hopefully help steer that direction, and be, early into the market, because in this situation, being early, can show huge benefits.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, that's all for this episode of Home Builder Happy Hour. We hope you picked up some new knowledge on NFTs. Who knows? Maybe you will become a collector in the future. As always, if you want to stay at the forefront of what's happening in social and digital marketing, please subscribe to our podcast, listen to more episodes, sign up for our newsletter on our website at getcommunity.com, follow us on social media, or just pick up the phone and call us. Unless it's a spam number, I usually answer. Thanks for tuning in, everybody, and we will see you soon. Thank you for joining us for this episode of Home Builder Happy Hour. Make sure to follow us on all our social media pages to stay updated on what's happening at Get Community. You can find all of our social media handles in our show notes for this episode. We'll see you next time, and remember to make every hour in life your happiest hour.